The next question of the great debate between the Chachmei Yovan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. They turned to him and they said, "Bnilon Beisa be'avira de Alma. Build us a house in the ear of the world. Build us a house in Shemayim." So what Rabbi Yeshua did, says the Gemara, Omar Shei, he said the name of the Eibishter, and he went flying between Shemayim Va'aretz. So as he's hovering in the ear, he told them, "Asikuli livni v'tino, bring me the bricks and the mortar, and I'll build you a house." And they said, "Oh, you're right." So once again, shtelt sich de shayla. What were they trying to ask him? What were they trying to challenge him? And what was his response? So there are many, many different mefarshim on this piece. For example, there's a sefer called Nezer HaNitzochin, where they describe that their question was, how do you believe in the Briya Yesh Me'ayin? How do you believe that the Eibishter built this world out of nothing, just a house in the middle of the ear? And he said, you don't understand the way the Eibishter works. You obviously have no understanding. When the Eibishter says the name, when the Eibishter speaks, all of a sudden, ki u'amar vayehi, that's how basora maimores, nivra ha'olam. But we're going to learn now the Marsha's interpretation of this Gemara. And according to the Marsha, it was a challenge about how does the Eibishter relate to Yidin now that they are in Golos and there's no Beis HaMikdash. That was really the challenge. Let's see inside. Sha'amru loy, according to the Marsha, the Goyim told Rabbi Yeshua, Hagam b'yois Yisrael ad mosam Beis HaMikdash bono ha'ilachem ma'ili Yisera. While you had a Beis HaMikdash, we understand that the Eibishter expressed his love to Bnei Yisrael. He expressed his Shechina to the Bnei Yisrael, and you were connected to the Eibishter because you had a house in this world. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and you were in Galus, now you're separate. The Eibishter has no home. Where is a house in the middle of the Galus, like a house in the ear? They were asking him, now that you have no Beis HaMikdash, so now you're like a house in the middle of the ear. You can't build a house in the middle of the ear. And the same way you can't build a house in the middle of the ear, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash in the time of Golos. And therefore, the Eibishter has no way to express his Shechina to Bnei Yisrael. So without, in the time of Golos, you guys are not special. In the time of Golos, you have no way to communicate with the Eibishter. In the time of Golos, there's no Gili Ashchina to Bnei Yisrael. That was their challenge. There's no house in the middle of the ear. And listen to what he answered them. He told them that he started flying between Shemayim and Va'aretz. What was his answer? Says the Marsha, Ki hera lehem, debechol mokim nimtza kodesh baruch hu latzadikim. He said, you misunderstand the Eibishter's connection to Yidden. While it's true that we may not have a Beis HaMikdash, in the time of Golos, the Tzadikim take the place of the Beis HaMikdash. They are the Eibishter's house in the ear. When Yidden connect to a Tzadik, the Hamshacha, the Shechina, comes to Yidden through the Tzadik. The Tzadik is the vessel in which the Shechina comes. The Tzadik connects Yidden with the Eibishter. And wherever tzaddikim are, that's where the Shechina is. So therefore, he was telling them, I am the house. The tzaddik of the generation, he's the house in which the Shechina comes to Bnei Yisrael. It's true, we don't have a physical bias, but the tzaddik represents the house for the Eibishter. That was his response, according to the Marsha. I want to add to that, not add, but build on that, because we're building houses in the ear. But especially it's Negea today. Yud Zayin Elul, which this is the day that the Shir is being given, is a very, very historic day. Well, it says about Moshiach that Boyin Amigdosh Bimkoimoy, that he will build the Beis Amigdosh. Obviously, it's Be'ikir, you know, through Maisim Toy, all these different things. But on Yud Zayin Elo, Tovshin Memches, we actually saw the Rebbe lay down with his physical hands a stone for the Anoches Evan Apino. The Rebbe was outside of 770 and they were expanding the shul. And the Rebbe came, it was the middle of the Avelos of the Rebbetzin. And the Rebbe left his house. And the Rebbe came to the front lawn of 770. And Pashe Kipshuta, he was Boyin HaMikdash. He took a stone to lay the foundation for the Harchavas of 770. Now, I want you to see, we're going to learn together, which really adds to the answer. He said he jumped into the ear, and the tzaddik is the dwelling place. Now, I want to read for you, let's learn together, Ois Hei, of the famous Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, which will shed tremendous light on the answer. The Rebbe speaks about the house of the Nasi Ador. And the Rebbe says, what's it different than any other shul? You have a lot of shuls. Besides the fact of all the other things, which we said earlier, Beis HaMikdash, etc., Gam mitzad hi yoisoi Beis Rabbeinu, because it's the house of the Nasi Ador, HaNasi Hu Akil. The specialty is the fact that the Nasi, it's the house of the Nasi. What does that have to do with anything? And here the Rebbe lays down a tremendous, tremendous chidush in understanding the whole Beis HaMikdash. What was so special about the Beis HaMikdash? The main place where the Eibishter rests is Yidden. The pasuk says in Parshas Truma, "Va'asuli Mikdash, build for me a Beis HaMikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham, I will rest in them." The Torah should have said, "And I will rest in it." B'soichoy. Why does it say b'soicham? There's not more than one Beis HaMikdash. So what does Chazal tell us? Chazal tell us b'soich kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the house. But the real Gili HaShechina is in the Yidden that are in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in every single Yid that where the Gili HaShechina is. And that's why, what was the specialty of the Beis HaMikdash? The specialty of the Beis HaMikdash in which it was deserving of the tremendous Gili HaShechina, Bevoi Kol Yisrael Lireis Pnei Hashem Lekecha B'Mokei Masha Yivchar. Because that's where Yidden gather. The more Yidden are in a place, the more Shechina is revealed in a place. Chazal tell us, wherever there are 10 Yidden, that's where the Shechina rests. So can you imagine a place, the more Yidden are in a place, the more Shechina is there, because every Yid has an Neshama, which is a Gili HaShechina. You bring 1,000 Yidden to a place, so you have more Shechina. And so on and so forth. The more Yidden are in a place, the more the Shechina is resting in that place. The Beis HaMikdash, all the Yidden came to. So therefore you have the Gili of the ultimate level of Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe says, that's why in the time of Golos, the Gemara Megillah calls each shul a Mikdash Ma'at. It's a little Beis HaMikdash. What's an interesting term. Why is it called the little Beis HaMikdash? Because the big Beis HaMikdash has all the Yidden, and the small shul has 20 Yidden, 30 Yidden, 100 Yidden. So it's a small place for the Eibishter Shechina to rest. Now, I want to read together, this is page 469, this paragraph is so wichtig, is so important. According to this, we can explain the special to uniqueness of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. Being that the Nasi Ador is in that shul. And the Nasi, like Rashi says in Parshas Chukas, is a Nasi Hu Akoil. He's all the Yidden. Yisrael, hey Moshe, ve Moshe Hu Yisrael. Yesh boy Ashras, Vigiloi, Klolos Hashchina. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Klolos HaShechina was, because that's where all the Yidden were there. A place where the Nasi Hador is, and in the Nasi's Neshama, or the Neshamas of the entire generation, it comes out, to a certain extent, all the Yidden are in the place where the Nasi is. So the Gilui HaShechina expresses itself in that place. Umimena nimshech hashras v'gili hashchina b'chol bat ha'knesiyas u'bat ha'midrashis baratz asher bo isham. From there goes out the gili hashchina to all the other shuls and all the other places where the Yidden are. K'moy beis hamikdash just like the beis hamikdash, that from there the light went out to the entire world. V'yeshloi marsha beis shel nasi ador, the house of the nasi, which is, includes the whole generation. While derech u'bedugmas talpiyos, that's what Chazal say about the beis hamikdash, that it's like a point, a mountain point. Shekol pinos painim shom piyos painim, so everyone turns there. That's the source of inspiration for the entire world. Now, learning this sicha, I would like to venture to say a deeper pshat in the answer of the Marsha, a deeper understanding in the answer of Yeshua. The Goyim said, we have no Beis HaMikdash. If that's the time, there is no place where the Eibush, the Shechina, could come out, because you're missing the Beis HaMikdash. What was his answer? His answer is, you don't know the power of the Nasi Ador. He put himself up in the air. He says, you think that it's the house? That's where the Shechina is? It's where the Yidden are. And by flying in the air, he said, I am the Nasi Ador, and you want to know where the Shechina is? It's right here. The same Shechina that was Nisgal in the Beis HaMikdash is now being Nisgal to the Nasi Ador. This was something that the Chachmei Yavon have a hard time understanding until today. A lot of Yidden have a hard time understanding this idea, but this was L'chayre, the oimik of his answer. Wasn't just that you misunderstood that the Eibishter is Nizgala through Tzadikim. That's also a level to understand. People don't understand the power of a Tzadik. But even deeper, he was revealing to them the power of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. That because in the Nasi Ador, HaNasi Hu HaKol, Ubemeila, all the Yidin are there, Ubemeila, the Gili Hashchina is there, just like it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Einach HaNami, we may not have the third Beis HaMikdash Kipshute, and obviously we want Sechzenu Einenu B'Shuv Chalatzim Berachmin. We obviously daven for that, but until then, Chas V'Shalom to say the Eibishter doesn't connect with Yidin, as long as we have the Tzadikim, the Nasi Ador, the Eibishter does connect to each and every single Yid.